Now, if you fancy some audio described theatre, each month we chat with Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Description, and Anne is back.
Hi there, Alan. Thank you for having me.
Three shows to discuss today, and I've been forgetting the name of this the whole time we've been talking earlier on. Even these things?
That's it.
Yeah,
you got it.
Got
Yay.
It.
Well done. Yeah.
Tell me more.
This is a brand new play. It's about Manchester. It's in three sections in three different centuries. So the first third of the play is in 1846. It's about a woman who is living there at that time, and she's a bit of a feisty woman who doesn't mind a fight, claiming her rights with regard to men and food and work and so on. And then the second section brings us a little more up to date. We're in 1996, and as many people will remember, that is the year that the IRA bomb dropped in Manchester in the city centre, and it damaged the Royal Exchange Theatre, which is where the play is happening. The story really is capturing the city with people going about their everyday business. So we have scenes in shopping centres, scenes in cafes, someone in a library, someone sitting in a garden. All these people obviously completely unaware of what was going to happen and how it might change their lives and change their lives forever. And then we move right up to date in 2026, where we meet two young women. One of them is moving back to Manchester, and it's about the relationship that strikes up between them sitting in this garden close to where the bomb dropped in 96. So we've got three different snapshots in time, three different sets of characters that we meet, but somehow they're linked, and it is very much about the city and about the place. There's a poignancy in that they all take place more or less where the theatre is.
Of course, already described as well. Is there a touch to it with this? Because I'm thinking, you know, it's three different time zones, if you like. There might be some considerable changes there.
Yes, there isn't a lot of set, but obviously the styles of the costumes change, and they're always great at the Royal Exchange for bringing us props and costumes and any bits of set. And quite often there too, the actors come and say hello. So we get a chance to hear their voices and hear them tell us about their characters. And that's something that's really valued and really adds another dimension to the visit. So we hope we will have quite a few people come along, Mancunians and non-Mancunians, everyone welcome. So this is at the Royal Exchange Theatre in Manchester, in the city centre, and it's on the 12th of June. This one is an evening performance, so it's 7:30, and the touch tour will take place at 6:30. So you can come and do the touch tour. You've got time for a coffee or a wine or whatever, and then it's time to take your seats and listen to the introduction.
Does sound like a great performance, and I love that idea of the three different eras all coming into one play as well. Now let's go on to a performance now for younger theatre goers, and perhaps, you know, encourage some more people to come to the theatre as well. You've got The Enormous Crocodile.
Yes, this sounds like a lot of fun. So this is, again, something for the younger audiences. Quite little, really. It's based on Roald Dahl's story. It's about a greedy, grumptious, horrid, enormous crocodile, and he's in search of delicious little fingers and squidgy podgy knees. So we have to help the other jungle creatures foil his plans, really. So what we tend to do when we do shows for very young audiences is really expand the touch tour. So a lot of the information that we would normally give in the introduction, we deliver that at the touch tour, where the parents are there and the carers and the rest of the family are there. And so everybody gets to hear that, because sometimes the little ones don't want to have things in their ears or don't want to wear headphones. So at least by coming on the touch store and hearing a little bit about it, they're in a better position to follow it. Then, of course, they get the description, which is very much tailored. And when we describe something like this, we really get into the swing of it. And in fact, this one is being described by one of my describers, Remy Lloyd, and she has a little one of her own. So she is very used to talking to little children at a level at which they understand. So I'm sure she'll do a great job with this one.
That sounds a fabulous performance. And again, Anne, where and when can they catch this one?
This one is on Saturday, the 20th of June. It's a 2:30 p.m. performance. Just waiting to hear what time the touch tour is. It might be 1 o'clock, it might be 1:30. So just check with the box office and they can tell you. And that is Wolverhampton Grand Theatre, which is right in the middle of Wolverhampton, very close to the train station too.
Sounds great for the little ones. Love the sound of that. One final one to chat about, Anne. And I mean, this probably needs no explanation, but hey, you know, it's Mamma Mia.
Here we go again. I love describing Mamma Mia. It's just a joy. It's a real feel-good musical. I love the relationship between Sophie and her mum, between the three women friends. I love the way we gradually learn about the three possible fathers and what kind of people they are or what kind of people they've become 20 years later. There's a lovely song about a mother having to come to terms with her daughter having her own life. And when I watch it, I have a little look around and there are several mums with tears shining in their eyes. It is just glorious. It's uplifting. It's funny. And of course, it's got all those numbers that we love. And the finale is just a joy when all the main characters are in their flared cat suits or jumpsuits with their platform boots and the whole audience is up and dancing to Waterloo. It is just a joy. We do a touch tour as well for this one. We do normally have some of those cat suits and the flares, some of the platform shoes, as well as being able to walk around the stage. And in this one, the set has three sections of wall which move around to create the different locations, so people can really get an idea of what they're like on the different sides and where the post box is and where the low wall is, so they have a good picture in their head before the actual show begins.
Fabulous. A lot of the performances we do talk about, and over the months, are touring performances as well. It's always an idea to check with your theatre. But where and when will you be describing this one?
This one is on the 20th of June again. So if you're not in Wolverhampton, maybe you might be in Leeds. This is Leeds Grand Theatre. Again, it's a 2:30 p.m. performance. The touch tour is likely to be 1:30, but again, check with the box office just in case these times change. And then we're describing it again on the 4th of July. That's at Norwich Theatre Royal. Again, a 2:30 p.m. start with a touch tour, which will probably be at 1 o'clock, but it's always worth checking. Get your platforms on and your flares and come and have a good time.
Sounds a lot of fun. And if people want to get more details from you, Anne, because you do tons and tons and tons of shows, not to mention the arts venues you do work for as well, but if people would like to find out where you are or maybe just have some questions around audio description, how do they do that?
So the best way to find out what's on is to check the website. That's mindseyedescription.co.uk. And if you go to the events page, there's a calendar there of performances taking us way into next year already. If you want to drop us a line, it's mindseyedescription@gmail.com. And you can, as Alan said, just find out about any times, have any questions for us. And you can also follow us, Mind's Eye Arts on X, or My Inside Description on Facebook and Instagram. So lots of ways to get in touch. We always love to hear from people and also to get any feedback if you've come to one of our performances.
A great mix again, Anne. I will catch up with you again next month for more Audio Described Treats. But for now, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.